in style. But I told you, we're going to leave the bones to one side and pick up a few books. And if you caught my interview last week with the bookman, Smoonguni, who has been curating an incredible collection of literary finds at the really cool concept space called Streetlit in the studios at the Lifestyle Center in Bolito. Well, he's back again with a couple of carefully picked and I think really desirable reads to let you know about today on a Thursday morning. Spool, welcome to the radio, my friend. How are you doing again?
Morning, morning. Thanks. How are you?
Good to see you. Good to see you with some books this week. And we've got a couple of interesting directions we're going to take things in. And these are now finds that you have pulled off the shelf. They are available. They are waiting for a happy home to find a new bookshelf to call their own. And available right now at Streetlit, your cool little bookshop in the studios. Am I right?
Yes, that's true. And this was a hard job because I have a large collection of books, so it's hard really to choose.
Like I said, listen, can you bring around a couple of books, four or five things that you think are quite cool and unusual and varied, and that might be worth a bit of a chat. And you've done that. We've got two contemporary offerings, more modern day gems, mm-hmm. and then three from back in the day, some from sort of more recent history, and some from more sort of ancient book history. True. So let's have a look at some of the modern day, I think you could call these modern classics that I'm sure, already just reading the back, I could see these being adapted into a Netflix series quite easily, and with a local flavor as well. This is something that's you're quite passionate about, is putting a spotlight on local writers, local authors doing interesting things. And the first one, how would you pronounce the title on this? Junks.
Junks, exactly.
J-U-N-X. Yeah. By Chidiso Moletsane, a local author who had been gaining a huge amount of attention. And you were telling me, sadly, has recently passed away.
Yeah, sadly enough, I only found out later that he passed in June. And the cause of death is unknown, so it's very disturbing news.
But unfortunately, you know, often great art only gets discovered after the artist has departed, has left the building, so to speak. And it looks like this is the case with this book, certainly. And I'm just reading off the back cover. I mean, this is what you're in for. It starts, normally enough, in Dobsonville, a few hours before the party of the year. A guy shares a joint with a friend, Ari. Ari is always right. Ari is also imaginary and winged. Well, so you ready? Here we go. This is not just a slice of life that you're in for. In a few hours, while Ari plays both angel and demon on his shoulder, our man will end up joyriding to a house of ill repute in a snatched tourist rental car. But the police and the burly tourists are in pursuit. At some point, when you're a hunted man and there's a gun tucked in the waistband of your pants, things come to a head. Will he be okay? Ask Ari. Ari never lies. Hey, so this is what where you go with Junks. Yeah. And prepare for a party night that courses from Soweto to the Joburg CBD as Chidiso Moletsane's explosive novel serves shots of action and anxiety while tearing into life, death, race, and politics, and with consequences only Ari could have seen coming. Mm-hmm. Really, really interesting slice of kind of, what would you call it, fantasy, magic, realism?
Fantasy, magical realism.
Set in South Africa.
Set in South Africa.
From a local author, Chidiso Moletsane, and this really cool paperback is waiting for you, if you're a book lover, to grab from Spoo at Streetlit. Another local African offering that I think is really cool. Tell me about this one, Shigidi.
Shigidi by Wole Talabi, a Nigerian author. And it's also magical realism fantasy. So he's well known for his short stories and for editing Afrofuturism anthologies. And he's quite big in Nigeria and in the diaspora as well. So this is about a a spirit that is dissatisfied with serving his followers, right? But then the board of spirits he works for,
the board of spirits,
yes, the board of spirits he works for, well, won't hear that. Doesn't want to let him go. So and then he finds this demon along the way, and they kind of share similar what you call grievances, grievances, right? So and then they get this job from the chairman of the board of spirit.
Sounds very corporate, this the spiritual realm.
I know, it's so funny. It's so funny. So they get a job and they have to do a heist.
Cool.
In a British museum, and so it's basically an adventure story. It's a journey through London, through Nigeria.
Wow.
and how that journey changed their lives, turned them upside down, basically.
Wow. I mean, I'm reading off the back of the cover here. From the boisterous streets of Lagos to the rooftop bars of Singapore and the secret spaces of London, Shigidi and am I getting this right? Nyoma will encounter strange creatures, rival gods, and manipulative magicians as they're drawn into a spectacular heist that spans two realms, which could turn their own worlds upside down. This is Shigidi by Wole Dalabi, and waiting for you on the shelves again at Streetlit. Yeah. These two contemporary Afro gems, and then for those that are more into the sort of rare books, collectible books, and first edition space, you've got a couple of real gems and finds. And for those that are into history and musical history, there is a book that is, I believe, a first edition, and quite a rare find. It's called Scott Joplin, The Man Who Made Ragtime, and something that I think would be a great addition to any music lover and history buff's bookshelf, would you say?
True, definitely, because he was dubbed the king of ragtime, right? And he kind of invented this style of playing classical music.
Amazing.
So
this one waiting on the shelf alongside some other great finds from back in the day. There's a historical guide from I think it's late 70s, Durban at Your Feet, an alternative guide to a city, which at the time would have been a really interesting thing to have thumbed through, but even more so now with the passage of time, because this version of Durban doesn't really exist anymore.
Not at all.
So it's like a time capsule, a look back into a recent vision of Durban from, well, like 50 years ago, that now some ghosts of it remain, but it's really interesting to have a sort of a portal back into our recent past, and right here with the KZN focus. And then, speaking of that same kind of thing, there's a massive tome here.
Heavy.
It is a huge, a huge block of a book. It's like three phone directories, but it's a collection of historical magazines. What was this the magazine called back in the day?
It was called The Outspan. So it was running between 1927 up until 1957.
Wow. So this is, I mean, a real slice of South African history.
Yeah.
And collected and bound into this hefty, weighty tome that would sit really well in a classical book archive or in someone's library if you want to really impress people with the size of your big book.
Or someone's desk, because it's heavy.
Yeah, this is a serious serious paperweight.
Yeah.
But incredible. And I love the layout. I love the classic adverts.
Those are interesting.
Just those tell you a lot about life back in the day.
Yeah.
So really well curated and a great assortment. Just a sliver of what you'll find at Spoo's Bookshop, now happily trading in the Lifestyle Center in the space called The Studios. Look for Streetlit. It's well appointed. It's right next to the gallery, right opposite the coffee lab serving station. And really, you're in good company. You're certainly not going to leave without finding a good book or three. And what a great selection, man. I know you've got to get back to open the bookshop in a second.
Yes,
so thanks for giving us a few notable reads. Mm-hmm. And, you know, summer's coming as well. So we should do a little curation of cool summer reading.
Yes.
What
yes.
do you think?
That'll be fantastic.
For a future edition.
Yeah.
In the meantime, for anyone who's looking to get in touch with you, you're open 7 days a week.
Yes, 7 days a week. 9 to 5, yeah. And even when I'm not around, there's always people lingering. So
someone will be there to, to point you in the right direction.
Exactly.
The book you're looking for. Wishing you a great Thursday, my friend, and thanks for giving us a couple of notable reads to put on our reading list.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, as always. And yeah, thank you.
Have a great Thursday, man.